This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today I am sharing with you my own personal business coach. Not to coach you in business. That's what he does with me, for me, alongside me. The reason I wanted to have my business coach on the podcast is because through working with him for over a year now, it has become so obvious that much of what he does for people in business directly applies to everyone in life. What I mean is, the things that we have to do in business to go to the next level directly apply to things we can do in our personal lives or any area of our lives, absolutely any area, to go to the next level. I texted him the other day and I said, hey, would you be willing to come on the podcast? I have recognized just the depth of crossover that there is between the work we do in business and the struggles that I see people having when it comes to taking action in their own lives. And he immediately said yes. You guys know that 2020 is all about action, taking action, closing that gap between all the things we know and the things we do consistently. And that's what Austin helps people do in business. There are so many business people out there who know they should do things differently or they could do things differently, but they're so busy chasing their tails, they don't slow down to reevaluate, restructure, reprioritize, and emphasize action on the things that matter most instead of just doing all the things in a very frenetic and chaotic way. So today you're going to hear from Austin Netzley. He is a best-selling author. He is extremely accomplished. He is the founder of 2X. I'll link to Austin and his company over in the show notes that you can find at primalpotential.com. But I am so pumped for this conversation. I owe so much of what I've achieved in 2019, how I grew in 2019, what I'm doing in 2020 and moving forward. I owe so much to Austin and his company. He is extremely gifted. And I have worked with a number of business coaches, both directly and peripherally, just having them in masterminds that I'm in or being connected with them in a professional setting. Austin's really different in that it's not a cookie cutter approach. He works with individuals for individuals. And while his framework is the same, just like the framework of the 12 weeks to transformation remains the same, the individual application is very, very different. So not only did I grow professionally through my work with Austin, I grew personally through my work with Austin. One of the things he's going to talk about is the importance of starting with a very specific vision in mind and writing out your vision. And this is something I did with him. And I remember I wrote about the first time I did this vision exercise, and I've done it with him a few times now, but the first time I wrote about waking up on a snowy morning with, I think I said my daughter, but I know I said like a baby. I think I specified a daughter, and being able to have a quiet morning with my family, do my reading, have breakfast together before going out to the office, checking in with my team. And it went on and on and on. But my point is, when I first wrote that, it felt like a million miles away. It felt even more insurmountable than it felt when I first decided I was going to get out of debt and I had to pay off $130,000 and I was making far less than that. That first vision felt like a pipe dream, but beginning with that helped him see and helped him show me what changes I needed to make in my life to bring the vision into reality. And he cautioned me, and we'll talk about this today, but he cautioned me, don't censor this. Don't think about it in terms of, well, this is realistic and this isn't, because it's all realistic. It can all be done in one way, shape, or form. There's always a way to make it happen. And I'm just so grateful for Austin. I've sent many of my friends in business to him, and I will continue to do so because he's changed my life. He's changed my business. He's helped me grow a team. And he's really helped me create a lot more balance and fulfillment in my own personal life. So without any further ado, and again, you guys can check out everything Austin is up to and his work and his business over on the show notes at primalpotential.com. But I want to get right to this conversation with the one and the only Mr. Austin Netsley. I am so excited to finally have on the podcast my own business coach that really, it's so tough to even categorize business life. It's really all the same. I'm so excited for this conversation. Austin, welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast.
Elizabeth, this is a special treat. I feel like I'm on the other side here. We've been working together for so long. We've talked so much about Primal Potential and the lives that you impact. So I'm excited to be here and be a part of this.
Well, you know, I was thinking about 2020 being a year of action and helping all those people who have really amazing intentions and who know that their lives could be more and they can get out of the struggle, but then kind of not following through on that. And as I was working through some ideas, I thought, like, this is exactly what you do. You just do it typically in the framework of business because you work with business owners who feel the exact same way. Like, I know I could do more, and I know this could be easier. It doesn't have to suck so bad. Mm-hmm. And you not only have helped me, but you've helped hundreds, if not thousands, of other business owners create action plans to really end the struggle. I know when I first started working with you, I love my work, and I did then, but I felt like it was just really hard. Every day was kind of an uphill battle, and that perpetuated a ton of self-doubt. And in reflecting on that, that's really how I felt when I was at my heaviest. That's how I felt when I was in debt. That's how I felt when I was thinking about starting a business and working for somebody else. It just seemed like such an uphill climb. And you have now worked with and helped so many people take action to get unstuck in their business. I just know that you have some really powerful insights as to the crossover, because business and personal life really aren't as separate as maybe we think they are. Are there some things that you see in business owners that keep them stuck or keep them struggling or make this journey harder than it needs to be that are actually really true, just human principles across the board?
It's pretty much not just a few things. It's pretty much everything that we talk about. You just said that we talk about the business stuff and wrap some personal development around it. I think it's actually the opposite. We're a personal development program and we just package it in kind of a business way. But like almost everything, I mean, almost literally everything that we talk about is actually applicable to non-entrepreneurs, non-business owners as well, because it's so applicable to your life and happiness and success and growth and whatnot. But there's so much that we can break down. But the first thing that really comes to mind is like what we really try to get across with all of our clients is that your business is a tool. It's a tool to create the life that you want. And no matter what somebody is doing, we often associate ourselves, our job, as that's who we are. And we get same thing as a business owner or whatever. Everybody believes that like that's their life, their business and their work is their life. But we want to change that perspective. Like your work is a stepping stone to the life that you really want. And it's a very important stepping stone that it needs to be a part of your picture, hopefully. But most importantly, just separating yourself from your work. Like it's not like I'm an engineer or I'm an assistant. That's what you spend your time on working, but like your life is a separate thing. So using your work to create this dream life is one of the first perspectives. But the biggest thing that comes up in general is just simplification. Like when a new client comes in, what we're looking to do is like, how can we cut out 60% of what's going on right now? And with the world that we live in now, it's so easy to add more and have more social media channels and have, you know, buy more stuff and keep filling up and have more things to do and more people to please. When in fact, what I've found, not only for my personal life, but also for business, is like the secret to success is to actually do less. And it's really tough to do less. But I would much rather have 25 really deep relationships than 200 or 200,000 small relationships on social media, right? So doing less in business and work and life is one of the most important things that you can do.
One of the things I've told people before on the podcast, I've alluded to you in this many times. One of the first things you had me do, if not the first thing, was a time audit. Mm. And it wasn't just like my work time, because there's so much crossover, whether it's calling the bank or scheduling an appointment at the vet or whatever. And I couldn't move forward with you until we both knew where my time was going. And I'd love to know your thoughts on this, but from my perspective, that is a really powerful tool for everybody to do, especially those people who feel like, I don't have any time to make a change. I don't have any time to make an improvement, because those people feel like it's about addition. And what you're saying is it's about subtraction.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So if you really analyze your time in detail, no matter who you are, what you want to ask is this essential? You want to ask, is this helping me create my dream life? Because a lot of time, our time is going towards things that don't matter, or people that stress us out, or things that really don't move the needle. But if we figure out what matters first and foremost, and actually the first step that we did even before that is we asked you, what's your vision? Like, where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? What do you want to achieve? Because once we understand that, then we could design your business, your work, the actions around that. But most people are busy running their life and they don't know where they're going. They don't know what success is. They haven't designed their dream situation, right? So I think that's the most applicable thing here is like, figure out what your ideal vision is. Have some goals. And if you don't have that North Star, that purpose for your life, and everybody should have a purpose, right? If you don't have that, then you can just oftentimes just be, again, working really hard and just be kind of lost and not have that guidance. So we always like to have that North Star first, but then looking at your time in detail is really, really essential, because you'll be able to see that a lot of it can be cut out. And time is not the issue. There's 24 hours in it. We all have the same amount of time, and 24 hours is actually a very long time. It becomes an issue when we have too much that we try to pack into that. And that's all a choice. Besides stuff for babies and kids, we can all agree that we've got to take care of the babies and kids. That stuff we have to do. Other than that, everything else is a choice, right? And if we look at it that way, we are oftentimes choosing a lot of minuscule things that add stress onto our plate, that hold us back from our dream life, that hold us back from our dream income, that hold us back from that life that we really want to live. So looking at your time, having the vision, those are two really important first steps. That's exactly what we do with clients and did with you. And that's exactly what I'd suggest anybody do, really.
Let's talk about that vision piece for a minute, because I'm curious to go back, and I've done that with you now a couple of times, and it changed both times. Yeah. And it wasn't just a vision for my business. It wasn't a vision for my work day. It wasn't a vision for the impact I want Primal Potential to have. It was a vision for my life. And it wasn't about what I thought was realistic. It wasn't about what I thought was doable in the short term. It was the ideal. And I talk to a lot of people who are resistant, because as soon as they get started, they're like, yeah, well, but I mean, I could never do blah, blah, blah. Mm. And I felt that way when I was working on my business one, like, I'd love to spend no more than 10 minutes a day in email. But when I started with you, I was spending like 4 or 5 hours a day, 7 days a week in email. And it felt unrealistic to say, Well, I could get down to that. So I know that for people listening who are working two jobs and they have kids, like having the vision of a slow morning to meditate and go for a walk feels unrealistic, but we put that kind of stuff in my vision anyway. So if you're telling somebody to start with the vision, what are some of the guidelines or the things that you have them think about? Because I would love everybody listening to this to actually do that, to take the time to create that vision. How do you get people started on that?
Yeah. What I would like people to think about, same thing that we have business owners do, is think not 20 years out with something that's super unrealistic, not just 12 months, because that's all pretty tangible and within reach. Think like 3 years. 3 to 5 years is a really good time frame where your mind shifts from how am I going to do that and into this unrealistic world that's so far out. So 3 to 5 years, what does that dream week look like? Because if you think of the dream week, like if you ask somebody what's their dream day, it includes mimosas and all this, like in the beach and all this unrealistic, it's not unrealistic, all this stuff that's probably not going to happen in the day to day, every single day, right? So think of your dream week. What does that look like? And one of my coaches brought something up really good the other day. He said, what's your dream every day? Because it's not the mimosa kind of thing. So what is your dream either every day or dream week? And define that as well. And if you have these two things, and then bring it back to what's the stepping stone that I can do right now, this week, this month, to get me to that vision. But 3 to 5 years is something that we do. And then we want to define, again, that dream week or dream every day. And then you'll start to be seeing how what you're doing now either matches up to that or holds you back from that. There's really not much in between. And then we can start to make some changes. But the biggest thing that you have to do once you understand that, once you see that and you feel that, even if you don't fully believe it yet, is you've got to start to change your mindset, right? And this is the first encompassing element. So we start with the vision, but like the encompassing element of our business framework that we use with clients is the mindset, because nothing else matters if we don't get that right. And it's the same thing with your life, right? If you don't really get the proper mindset, it doesn't matter how many tools, how many, you know, books you read or whatever, you're not going to quite going to get there. So one of the best things that you can do from a mindset standpoint is have a great morning routine. So we really suggest that people have a certain morning routine, and also working and being selfish in the morning, right? So many people immediately open their phone and get on social media and get on their email, and they're just like in the blur of the day today right away. And they're actually in different stress situations right away. But instead, like starting your day on you, starting the day on your family, starting the day on your wealth and your income and your career and things that are in control is a really impactful thing to do. So the mindset is just a powerful, powerful thing. It's something that you've transformed, something that I've transformed, and it's changed my life. Because I used to have no confidence. I used to, just have so many things from a mindset standpoint that were limiting me and holding me back. And then after just really committing to some different mindset changes, after a couple years, I finally started to get behind myself and be my own supporter instead of my own worst enemy.
Let's talk about that morning routine. And as you're talking about it, I'm feeling so convicted, because I believe so much in the morning routine. It's been a huge part of my personal transformation. It's been a huge part of my business growth. And in the last couple months of being in this almost frantic mode of preparing for a baby and making big changes to business and all of that, I will confess that my morning routine has gone out the window. Now, I still meditate, I still journal, I still read every day, but that structure of the morning that was like the platform on which I built the day, honestly, Austin, it's so gone, because I wake up going, there are big priorities that have to happen today. And one thing that I have stayed really consistent with is something I learned from you. You had me start doing money-making mornings, which basically meant that the first hour to 2 hours of my day was not catching up on email. It was something that drives my business forward and creates income. And we were working on that because we were working together in kind of a more business coaching capacity. But I think about that too, in terms of like something that moves you towards the vision of your life. But there are a lot of people like me who are like, I wake up with my hair on fire. Mm-hmm. And there are so many things that need to get done. So when you're working with somebody who says, that sounds amazing, Austin, I would love to be able to get up and get in a workout and do my visualizations and meditate and like have an hour to myself, but that's not my life. I know it can be, but where do you go with that? Because I'll be the first one to say, I know how powerful it is. And even though the baby isn't even here yet, I'm still like, that's a struggle now.
Yep. Between me waking my eyes in the morning and starting work is 12 minutes. So it doesn't have to be 90 minutes, doesn't have to be 2 hours. I know a lot of people that have between a 1 hour and 2 hour morning routine, and that's awesome. Everybody should personalize their morning routine for them and their situation. I'm like you. I want to get to it. I got some big things to move, and we like to do the money-making morning. In fact, what we've got now is a book in the works called Done by 10:30, teaching people the same basic concept of like how to have a fully successful day in the morning, so that like you're in control and you're not reactive and whatnot. And then whatever happens on top of that is amazing. But starting your day selfishly, like I said, is the most selfless thing that you can do, right? For your family, for yourself, the most selfless thing that you can do is focus on yourself first and start there, because there's only two things that you can control. You control how you start your day. You can control how you end your day. Everything else in between sometimes can be reactive in different situations that are outside your control, but you got to have some type of morning routine. Again, mine takes 10 minutes. I'm including 2 minutes to fill up a water and go to the restroom. So 10 minutes. So what I do is I roll out of bed. I open my blind. This is cheesy as heck, but if it works, you can't make fun of it. I clap my hands and I say, today is going to be a great day. And that's just a trigger in my mind. I've done it for so many years now, but it's a trigger in my mind that, boom, I'm instantly in a positive state of mind, instantly just like ready to go. And I go to the restroom, fill up my water. And as I'm after that, I don't even take my phone off of airplane mode, and I play an affirmation audio that I recorded myself. It's a 3-minute audio that says things like, I'm confident and I'm powerful and I'm fulfilled and I'm happy and I keep things simple and I'm a master of systems and like all this business stuff and all these feelings and my family life and what I do for money and like all these things. So like I start my day with that. It's a 3-minute audio. And then there's 7 minutes of like meditation music. That's my morning routine. There's no workout or anything just yet. It's just that. And I start my day on fire, right? And then I get right into it. So again, after waking my eyes and starting work, I'm on fire. I'm in the right state of mind. I haven't looked at email. I haven't looked at Slack messages. I got no business stuff going on, no social media or anything. And then I go in to start my work. And I get really important things done in the morning. I do something called Pomodoro sprints, which is a productivity hack that we don't have to talk about. But 50-minute sprints, and then take a break, 50-minute sprint, and then take a break. And then I'll communicate with my team, and then I do another one. So I do 3 almost full-hour dedicated sprints on the most important stuff all in the morning. And since I wake up so early, that's usually by about 8 o'clock or 8:30 in the morning. So I don't have kids or anything, so it's a little bit easier for me to do that. But there's 2 important principles. Number one is at least have some type of 5 to 10 minute, at the least, morning routine where you're starting your day in a positive state of mind. Number two, don't check things that can stress you out, at least in the morning, right? Obviously, at some point, we got to check our phone or social media or Slack or whatever it is. But in the morning, don't start that way. And then number three, do some deep work. Do whatever is going to help you move the needle to get on the path to your dream life. If you do those 3 things, that alone will like set you on a path to getting momentum. And at the end of the day, happiness in business, happiness in life, for me, is about a number of different things, but one of the most important ones is growth. So if you're consistently growing and improving and learning and expanding, like you're not going to be unhappy in that. Yeah. Like I know nobody that is growing and not happy, right? So it's one of the most important and underutilized skills. And people are like, oh, I'm not in business. How, you can still grow every single day, personally, professionally, with your relationships in other areas of your life. Like, it doesn't have to be business oriented. And again, growth is happiness for me.
I'm so glad that you brought that up about, you know, we are wired in that way that I'm a morning person. I'm going to be infinitely more focused and productive in my work at 5 a.m. than I am at 5 p.m., right? 5 p.m., like, I'm done, right? Pumpkin cut me off. And I love that you reiterate that. It doesn't have to be this long, I don't have to read, I don't have to journal first thing, but something repetitive to get my mind in the right place. And everybody has 12 minutes. You can incorporate that into your shower, because maybe you listen to the audio that you record for yourself with some affirmations and stuff while you take a shower. Yeah. There, all of these things can be incorporated. So I know for me, that is something I can do tomorrow, that I can have just a short chunk, 10 minutes or so, to get my mind in the right place and also still go right into my high productive work first thing. I love that. That's so helpful.
And one thing I want to expand on there that I didn't mention is, so I listened to this 3-minute audio. And again, if you hear this, you're like, oh my gosh, that's cheesy. It's weird. It's all these different things, but it flat out works. And so I listened to the audio and then I read the text. And then I, the third thing is I go through some images. Like, it's a vision board. It's on my phone. And I do all that in the rest of the 7 minutes. And then it doesn't take me that full 7 minutes to go through it. But having some type of vision board, whether it's online, whether it's physical, absolutely works. The first time I did this, I was in the corporate world. And I was like super nerd engineer, didn't want to talk to anybody. So what I did is every time I got to the parking garage, I looked around and made sure that nobody was around, because there's like probably like a 5-minute walk to get to our office. And every, like, most of the time, like, you'd be beside somebody and just small chat, chit chat and whatnot. And I didn't want to do that. So what I had is I had this little booklet that I put together. There was like 13 images on it. It was my first vision board. And I wanted to just like flip through that every single day and not talk to anybody in that morning. And I did this for 2 years. Where I was just looking at these images every single day, every single day, every single day, every single day. And finally, 2 years later, I took a little mini retirement, took 18 months off and traveled the world. And next thing you know, I'm in Thailand in the same exact bay overlooking the sunset with the same view, right? If you've seen The Secret, there's a story or two or three there where it's like the same thing. Again, I don't understand it. I'm not here to explain it. I'm just here to tell you to give it a chance, because the stuff works. So that was the first taste of it. And then now, again, I do audio, read the text, and look at images. And those three pieces are like hitting my brain in different ways that has really had me be now a whole different person than who I was, you know, 5 years ago, or even especially 10 years ago. And my favorite Tony Robbins lesson, but I love Tony, and my favorite lesson is, he says, this mother effer standing up here, I created this person. So whoever you want to be, mm-hmm. you can create that person. Sure, it takes a habit. Sure, it takes some time, but you can literally create whoever you want to be. And that's the most empowering lesson that anybody could ever learn, if you implement some of what we're talking about here.
It's funny. My aunt said something to me just like that when I was probably like 11 or 12 years old. And I was about to go back to school at the end of the summer. And it was one of these, I had this pattern of every single summer, I would promise my mom that I was going to lose weight and that I was going to go back to school different. And then I'd get her psyched up about it. She'd get me psyched up about it. And we just had this like diehard agreement that I was going to lose all this weight over the summer and then go back, and people would be like, oh my gosh, look at her. Look at that change, blah, blah, blah. It never happened. And I remember always being really sad before I would go back to school. And there was one day, and you know, we had school uniform fittings and whatever, and I was just feeling really bad about myself that another summer came and went and I was no different. It was probably heavier. I know it was heavier. And I was crying. And my aunt said to me, my family calls me Betsy. And my aunt said, Betsy, you can always reinvent yourself. Always. Like, you always can. And I love that, right? The idea that we can create who we want to be. And I know for sure, because I was one of these people, that there are people listening who are like, well, easy for you to say because you don't have kids. Easy for you to say because you don't, you know, you own your own business and you don't work for somebody else. But what do you say to those people that are like, I can't because I don't have any money. I can't because I don't own my own business, so I don't have that flexibility with my time. Must be nice to travel the world for 18 months, but I couldn't do that. What do you say to those people? Because one of my real passions is helping those people change their mind and open themselves up to possibility. So what do you say there?
Yeah. Ask anybody who has those things or those opportunities, and guess where they started? They started all in the same spot. They started in the womb, right? Yeah. And most of us, the vast majority, started with the same opportunities, which weren't much. I came out of college and I had $81,000 of student loan debt, right? I came out and I did not have nearly the confidence that I have now. I did not have if you heard me communicate 10, 12 years ago, you would definitely not recognize me. I couldn't communicate. I was just straight head down. And that was a story that I was telling myself, right? And over time, I've created a new story and I've created a new reality. So anything is possible, because if you find anybody out there that's truly, you know, successful or has the opportunities or wealthy or whatever it is, odds are most of them have started in a similar spot, right? So whatever the reality of your current situation is, you can change it and you can craft some pretty cool opportunities. And one of my favorite things, one of my favorite stories that we tell here at 2X is actually about you, Elizabeth, is I'm kind of changing the direction here a little bit, but you came in and you told me that your goal in 6 months was to grow like a little bit, right? We don't have to talk about the dollar amounts, but it was to grow to this certain amount. You're like, if I get there, I'm good. All right. That's literally what you told me verbatim. I'm good. Like, this is going to be great. And in 90 days, we blew past that.
I think we tripled it.
We tripled your business from where it was. And your goal wasn't even to double. But we blew past what you thought as success. In 6 months, we did that in 90 days. So what I'm getting to is our potential is way more than we're actually giving ourselves credit for most of the time.
Yeah.
Right. So be a little unrealistic sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, think what's possible, because anything is pretty possible. And the cool thing is, Elizabeth, you went to the next level after that and did even bigger numbers. Right.
I know.
It's pretty crazy, the transformation that you've had. And that's in less than a year, less than a year. Right. So you can change your whole reality, your whole situation, your whole environment, all your relationships, your happiness, your mindset, and everything, not in a period of 5 years, not even a period of a year. I mean, we're talking about a matter of weeks, like 90 days to a new life. That's possible for sure. One day, maybe not. Two, probably not. A couple weeks, still, you probably need some changes. But 90 days is a whole new life, really. And if you understand that and believe that and put some daily practices in place to get there, it's pretty insane what's possible. So that's what I love to see, is people transform, just like you do the same. And we both see it happen in less than 90 days. You know?
Have you read Alex Benayan's book, The Third Door?
No, I haven't.
There's a line in that book and it says, if you wonder, the answer is yes. Right? So if you wonder if you could work for yourself, if you wonder if you could lose 50 pounds, if you wonder if you could, you know, one of my things was, I wonder if I could have a kid and have business get better and be the kind of mom I want to be. Like, can I have all of that? If you wonder, the answer is yes. And one of the biggest things that we can do to transform our lives, and you've really helped me with this, is stop limiting yourself based on the way things have been. You know, because if I limited myself based on the fact that when I started with you, I was spending 4 or 5 hours, 7 days a week, including Christmas, on email, and I didn't have a team and I didn't have any systems. If I limited myself based on that, I would still be in the same position. So unlimit your thinking is one of my biggest takeaways from you, which I had done in my personal life, but I hadn't done in my professional life. And While I am incredibly proud of all of my personal transformations, I would say the professional ones were even harder because the world is watching. You know, like my personal transformations, it was just me. And it was just for me, and it wasn't for anybody else, and nobody else was really impacted by it. But my professional transformations impacted so many other things and so many other people, and that was a lot harder. And you are just so gifted in what you do and the way that you help people. And I said to you, I said, you know, I want to have you on the show for your expertise in taking action and helping other people take action. But I also have gotten, oh, I don't know, 100 questions about like, who's your coach? And, you know, what do they do for you? So I'd love in the last couple of minutes for you to talk a little bit about like what you do and 2X and who it's for, because undoubtedly there's people listening who have businesses or want to start businesses and could absolutely benefit from the life-changing work that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for that. Before I talk about 2X, I want to talk about, you mentioned one of my favorite words, which is systems. And this will kind of bring back full circle and lead into the talk about 2X is like one of the most important things that we talk about with 2X clients is systems. But this is very much, actually, it's even more important in your own personal life than it is in business, right? The most important systems that we can implement are life systems. These things are like, what are you going to do for your food? Or what are you going to do? Are you going to mow the grass yourself? Or are you going to have a system in place that somebody comes every 2 weeks so that you can spend that time with your kids, right? It's just like there's hundreds and hundreds of small systems that you can have in your day-to-day life that free you up to do the stuff that you want and get everything else off your plate so that you can live that life. So I think it's a really important thing is look at what things outside of your work that you don't want to do. And let's put some systems in place and offload that. Just like you're offloading almost everything in your business so that you can focus on your zone of genius. So you can do this podcast so that you can write books, that you can work with your clients, right? Everything else, let's get off your plate. Anything outside of that. So I think the life systems and the thinking around that is really important. That also goes in, you know, to fitness. Like I have a personal health system that I do every single day, a 7-minute workout. It's like brushing my teeth. I don't even think about it. I know for a fact every single day I'm doing a 7-minute workout. So that's one example. So anyhow, think about systems in your life so that you can free it up to do what you really want. But 2X, so what we do is work with 6- and 7-figure business owners. So just like you, right? We look for people that have this potential, but they know that there should be an easier way, that they know that there should be a better way. And we've worked with so many businesses across a ton of different industries to help show them that path and to help get them free from the weeds so they can scale faster than and better than ever before. So they can get on living your dream life, making more money than ever, making a bigger impact than ever. And again, Elizabeth, we love to see you as one of these shining examples of all this. And it's not easy to kind of change the way that you do things at first, but as soon as you start to get that momentum, it's stuff that you're going to implement and do for a long time to come. So we work with people one-on-one and help them get free and scale. And the website is scale2x.com. We have a book out called From 6 to 7 Figures. We have other books in the works. We've got some productivity programs as well. But really, if you're a 6 or 7-figure business owner, would love to chat with you, would love to share with you some resources that we have.
I love that. And I'll link all of that up in the show notes over at primalpotential.com. And anybody who has any questions for me about my experience, just leave a comment in the show notes and I'll be sure to get back with you. My work with Austin, yes, it absolutely improved Primal Potential, but infinitely more valuable than that was the way that it improved my life and my belief in what is possible for the impact that I want to make. And Austin, 100% of that goes to you. So not only thank you for that, but you know, thank you. I just randomly sent Austin a text, you guys, and was like, hey, will you come on the podcast? Because I think you'd be really great to talk about taking action and creating change. And he just immediately said yes. So thank you. I know your time is super precious and everybody here is in a better place for having listened to your suggestions. So thank you so much for that.
Awesome. Elizabeth, very much appreciate you. Love what you're doing in the world. Keep it up. Keep changing the lives. And guys, keep listening to Elizabeth. She is leading the way, implementing all this stuff herself and just a shining example of what to do.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.